Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. I don't know if this is the weekend barbecue, Bob, or next weekend where we wish everybody happy Independence Day, but it seems like we should do it before, not after.
That's right. Right?
So happy 4th of July week, weekend. I don't know about where you are, but most of the people that I work with are either taking Monday, Tuesday off or Thursday, Friday, and we're all going to be operating this week as a skeleton crew. But we are in full force, Barbecue Bob and I and our producer, Brian Fongers, are all here with you on a weekend morning to kick it off. I'm Jop, he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And yeah, happy Independence Day week. It's going to be a week-long celebration now, as everybody gets their patriotic spirit on and hopefully celebrates, goes to parades, does all the fun stuff with the kids.
Right.
Jop, you might hear him kind of chewing a little bit. I was in Detroit yesterday, and I went to my favorite bakery. It's in Livonia, Michigan. It's on 7 Mile in Farmington. It's called Livonia Italian Bakery, and they make these we call them sausage rolls, and I guess that's what everybody calls them in the Detroit market. It's a big thing. And I've gotten accustomed to them since, 30 years of living with my bride. She loves them, and anytime we go home, she makes me grab a dozen.
Right.
So I thought I'd bring you and Mr. Fongers one to just get your opinion. And
they're fabulous.
It's a nice little handy lunch. It's like a pasty for Italians, you know? It's
well, only better, and you don't need ketchup or gravy.
Hey, yeah. Come on. So anyway, no, it's not nearly as good as a pasty. Don't even be ridiculous.
Oh, come on, man.
I spent last night, my neighbor came over, and he wanted to learn how to do brisket. So as soon as we're done here this morning, I'm going home and packing up the Jeep, my Van Andel Flick'em a Ride, and heading up to the Reed City Brewing Company. I'll be setting up with daughter Olivia this afternoon, and we're going to be feeding the town barbecue. So we've got butts and briskets and crazy fries going on. And I think we're going to start serving food around about 3 or 4 o'clock. Depends on my energy level, but it's going to be really hot. It's already hot.
Yeah, they're talking 100 plus heat index. So I hope you're not out on the...
You guys in your heat index.
Well, I hope you're not out on the asphalt. That's all I'm saying. You better be on the grass, brother, or you're going to get that reflective heat. And it's
that's like the wind chill. How cold is it if you're naked? Or, is it? It's just tell me the temperature.
Hotter than hell.
Don't give me a fake number.
Just hotter than hell.
Forecasters.
But you don't want to be on the asphalt. Park that smoker on the grass, brother.
Oh, I'm bringing it all up in my Cambrose. It's all finishing off and wrapped right now. It'll be done about the time I get home, hopefully not overdone. But bringing the deep fryer up, going to do crazy fries. And, I'll have the Grilling Guys tent up. And it's right in front of Reed City Brewing Company in a little town called Reed City. The cool thing is everybody's going up north for the 4th. So
sure.
I'm thinking, even though it's hot, people might still want cold beer.
Right, yeah. There's a pretty good chance. And if you got an opportunity to eat some of Barbecue Bob's food, that would be a good destination for you to do that.
Well, it's kind of you to say, but he's got 3 bands coming.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have, we had him on the show a week or two ago,
right.
Kevin Murphy. In 1 year being open, this place is one of those that is pretty impressive.
Right.
I don't know that I could have pulled off what he pulled off. The place is packed.
So you're going to shut down the streets, you're going to fire up the smoker, the smoked food. He's going to have beer tents and bands.
Yeah, he's got bands
on a Saturday in Reed City, Michigan.
Yeah.
What else you got to do? You know, you're 50 miles from everywhere when you're in Reed City.
That's right.
So come on by.
It's a geographical anomaly.
Right, yeah.
So, he's got a big tent that'll be outside, so there'll be shade. He's got another tent for the band. And some of the sun seekers will love just, getting some rays anyway.
Yeah.
Cold beer and sunshine. I think it's a great combination. Personally, I'm pretty excited about it.
And this thing kicks off around 4 o'clock?
It starts at 2.
Okay.
I'm serving food at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to have food until it runs out. I've got 8 brisket and about 10, 12 butts. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that'll feed a couple hundred people.
Yeah. Anything left over, he wants to keep at the brewery because they're also going to be serving brisket nachos and some cool things. So, I'm making a little extra for him for his indoor kitchen.
Cool.
That's my hometown, right? I get to see my old teachers and
are they still
some
alive?
Classmates. Yeah. I just saw my favorite, Mr. Ruddle, came up when I was there. I met with Kevin a few weeks back.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he calls my favorite teacher, Gary Ruddle, and his wife, Thea. They show up through the door. And this is the guy that talked me into going into the Air Force because he was in the Air Force. He got stationed in Hawaii. I got stationed in Hawaii, and his wife's from Hawaii, so I got to be friends with their family. And it's a feel good story. But some of those people
reconnect, man. That's what this whole summer thing is. You get together, you go back to wherever you're from, and connect with people.
If you look at your life and think about some of the people that were significantly influential, there's a few of those that you just think, my goodness, what different decisions would I have made in my life if I hadn't had that guy going, hey,
right,
get your crap together.
To Usually it's a dad or a mom, but oftentimes it's not.
A teacher. So, right. Teachers are that way.
Yep, they're very
God
influential.
God love your teachers.
So, but anyway, we may teach you a little something about barbecue today. We may not. You never know.
Jop, the ultimate segue, man. Even with a sausage roll stuffed in his
right.
mouth.
Yeah, I ate most of it, but I can't pack it all back right now. But anyway, my 4th of July plans blew up. We're doing a little ad lib right now, but thank goodness they blew up in time that I didn't have a bunch of food done.
Oh.
Right? Because I was going to be the guy like you that brought a bunch of food to an event.
That's shocking.
And but plans change, right? So we're doing the ad lib. So I think that might do a little kayaking on the Pier Marquette River. And then might darken your door over in Reed City for dinner time.
Well, there'll be no darkness there, and it looks like all clear skies everywhere in America this weekend.
Right, yeah, going to be kind of cool. But so I don't have any real big cooks going on for the 4th of July, but I am going to go over and see our friend Captain Ken at Gyra Charters over on the Saginaw Bay.
When's that?
And I'm doing that on Tuesday morning.
Really?
I'm going to go fishing with Captain Ken.
Oh.
And I'm really excited about it because the walleyes, he's been filling the boat with them over there. But the second thing is that Michelle's going with me and Judy, Captain Ken's better half.
Okay.
So we've got 4 limits in the boat.
Oh.
So, and it's up to 8 fish now. So
Whoa.
I can bring home 32 times 2 is 64
nice.
Walleye fillets, brother.
Nice.
Yeah, you be nice to me the rest of the show, and I might give you some of those when I get back.
Who brought you a sausage
That's
roll?
That's right, yeah. Even up trade, a fillet for a roll. Yeah.
Oh, love
but,
me some
anyway,
walleye.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get over there.
Some folks call them pickerel.
Yep. But Saginaw Bay is full of them.
You might catch some whitefish, too.
Mm-hmm.
We did last time we went with them.
Right. And then the other thing is there's bullhead in there, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
But they're those Great Lakes ones, and they're a couple feet long, and they weigh like 10, 12 pounds, fight like a machine.
Yeah, almost too many of them.
Right. Then there's a steak. There's a really nice steak on the back of them, almost like a tenderloin that comes off. They got a big round belly, and right above the belly, there's a steak on either side. And you fillet that off, and you chunk it up and deep fry it. Wow.
Really?
Really sweet meat. It's wonderful.
Like a catfish.
Yeah. They're kind of ugly, but boy, do they eat
well.
So
are pike, but they eat well.
Right. Exactly. So coming up next, we're gonna jump all over the 4th of July menu here. Looks like we're going to start out with some do's and don'ts of the Yardbird. So I'm not sure exactly where that's going to go, but Yardbird is a popular I'm calling that yard bird. That'd be chicken for all of you that don't know. It's a very popular food, but you got to be sensitive this time of year with it, especially in this heat. Stick with us. We'll be back. 10 minutes, I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock and roll. Still like that old time of rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes my soul. I reminisce about the days of old.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. It's the 4th of July pre-show weekend. Holidays in the middle of the week on Wednesday. There's fireworks every night, starting Saturday night through probably Wednesday night, depending on where you are and the community and how they get organized. But this is a great time of year. The days are long. The days are warm. The grill is hot. I mean, this is a great time of year to be a grilling guy, man. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're going to talk a little bit about chicken.
Right? Yeah, the do's and don'ts. Speaking of longest, I do love the long days of sunlight. It's just really cool living north, further north like this. My buddy put a picture on Facebook every year for a solstice. He's got a big boat over in White Lake on Lake Michigan. And every year for solstice, him and his girlfriend go out and skinny dip. And so he posts the picture on Facebook appropriately, you know, chest up kind of thing.
I see.
He gets a lot of hits on that posting.
Everybody's hoping that camera slipped, or maybe they're glad it didn't.
Yeah, because Susie's up front.
Yeah, right. Yeah, better. Maybe they're glad it didn't.
Nobody wants to see him. Yeah. Anyway, that's another conversation. The do's and don'ts of chicken. I think this time of year especially, it gets really hot out like it is right now. And I guess we wanted to just touch on a little bit of safety, but then maybe some cooking styles and some things that are good ideas for chicken. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, when I go camping or when we're around a holiday weekend like this, I'm going to take a different track on this. But if I can prepare as much stuff ahead of time to make it easy when it's time to feed everybody, when we're out hanging out, it's like I don't want to stop for an hour and prepare a big meal. I'd like it to be as simple as possible. So one of the things that I've been toying around doing, and I haven't done it. I'll be frank with you. Most of the time I've tried these things when I talk about them, but this one I haven't. But that sous vide process where you put the chicken in a shrink wrap bag, and there's a machine that boils and circulates water in a pan. Let me correct that. It doesn't boil water. It circulates heated water in a pan to a desired temperature, and you submerge your food in it in a shrink wrapped package, you know, like zip, track the air out of
cryovac.
Cryovac it, and then you set it in there and you let it circulate for an hour, and it brings your food up to that temperature, but it's sealed inside of a bag so you can put seasonings, and it cooks in its own juices and so on. This is perfect for chicken breasts if I want to pull them out and use them for like salads and
that's
things
really,
like that.
That's a really, really good idea, actually.
Because I can cook them. And they're all cooked in the bag.
I'm jealous that I didn't come up with the idea.
And then I can freeze them if I need to, or just put them in the cooler.
Well, here's what I see. You're not going to have a leaky mess in your cooler.
Right.
It's going to be sealed.
Exactly. So if you want to put on a brown them up, put them on a hot grill and give them a little color, but they're cooked. Where I'm going is this is a digital item, this sous vide, S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E, sous vide, and it's a process where you cook the food submerged in water, but the food itself isn't in water, it's in a bag, right? So it's cooked. I can set the temperature on this thing to 165, and my chicken breasts aren't going to get any hotter than that or any more done than that, because that's all the hotter the water is going to get. And you let it circulate in there for an hour, and there's instructions with it for different foods, thicker, thinner, whatever, how long you leave them in. But at the end of the day, you've got a cooked package of chicken breast you can pull out, and it's ready to eat. You want to warm it up,
Thighs, yeah. Or drumsticks, right. Whatever you like.
Yep.
Wings.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
All of those, because it travels so well, right? I mean, that's the part about this, what you just said.
But for the average person, they don't have one.
Right.
So what are we going to do to be safe with chicken? I guess, you know, when I think about 4th of July, Independence Weekend, holiday, I'm thinking we're somewhere maybe not in our backyard. We might be camping. We might be at a state park. We might be at a neighbor's, a friend's. So I guess one of the things I would highly recommend is if you get into a great supply store, like Costco and Sam's have them, but I'm thinking of Gordon Food Service, where we pick up a lot of supplies, you can get these nitrile gloves.
Yep.
And if you're going to handle chicken in particular or fish, it's really nice to have a box of disposable sanitary gloves. And you can even get the cheap ones like at any store.
Right.
But just
the vinyl and the plastic ones go on your hands
really
hard.
Where
the latex and this nitrile work better.
So if you're going to handle raw chicken, it's kind of nice to do all your handling and then just chuck the gloves after you've thrown it on the grill. So that's just a safety side of it. But then I think about how I'm going to grill it or and what's going to be safe and a good way to do it. And I guess when I look at chicken anymore, I'm always low heat. And I want to know that I have enough time.
Right.
I want to have enough time to cook it thoroughly because I want that, like if it's drumsticks especially or thighs, I want to get all that fat rendered out. Drumsticks don't have any fat, but they do have a lot of connective tissue. So I want to try and get those as tender as possible and as thoroughly cooked. I don't want to see any blood in the joint.
Right.
Right. Especially on chicken. It just freaks me out.
Let me step back a couple more things on safety because it's 95 degrees out, let's say today, and I pull a package of chicken out and I set it on the picnic table and then I've got it, maybe it's leg quarters, so I want to cut them and section them off. Or even if it's not, I want to put them on a board and I want to season them. Okay, so anytime you've got raw poultry product in the heat before it goes on your cooking apparatus, you've got a bacteria storm waiting to happen. Okay, and it's not bad.
Any meat, really.
Right, but red meat's not as bad as poultry. So where I'm going is you put this stuff on a cutting board and you pull out a pair of tongs and you pull out a knife, okay, immediately that board, that knife, those tongs are designated as raw product tools, okay? Do not mix those tools with your finished product. Bring another set or go somewhere with your antibacterial soap and water and clean all that stuff off because that bacteria on those tools will turn into the nasties in a hurry if you're using the same tongs that you handled the raw with
having a wash pan with a little hot water and some Dawn.
Right.
Big idea.
Because especially the poultry that you're using, it's just the sun and the juice mix instantly. And I mean, it's not instant, but 10 minutes makes a huge difference if this stuff's sitting out in the sun and you're handling it. Once you get it on the grill, kills all bacteria above 140. You're going to bring your chicken to 165 anyway, so you're perfectly fine. But it's the leftover board and tools. Make sure you don't use them on your finished product.
That's not a paltry idea.
Right. God, he was waiting for me to stop just to say that, right? But anyway, so just be careful because the downside of that is you get a bellyache and then you're not able to go out on the boat because the porta potty's being occupied by the four other people who ate chicken that had a little bit of funk on it. So, but it's typical to take chicken out and put seasoning on it before you put it on the grill. That board that you laid it on, just clean that up. That's all.
Yeah, but, and if you make them sick, you'll never live over.
Right, yeah, they will remember it. And even though you know, years later, people still talk to Bob because they're worried that he did that to him. So, but anyway, coming up next, throw the yard bird, let him run away, and let's slow a cow down and make a little Independence Day burger. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from The Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to gibbq.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull, we smoke butt. And it's a mitful, backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. It's the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Each and every weekend, we appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to our banter, a little bit about this and that. Man, we've got the Independence Day holiday in the middle of next week, so we're talking a little bit of Independence Day food and some prep and some safety tips and techniques, and now we're going to hit the burgers. I mean, quintessential barbecue food. First thing most anybody has ever learned to cook on their grill, don't really care what kind, if you go George Foreman up to Kalamazoo and everything in between, the burger is the item that America loves to make on the grill. So how is it that two guys can talk about this as often as we do and still make it interesting? It's because there's that many burgers out there and there's a little bit you need to know. So what you thinking, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks a lot. I think you're pretty close to the mark there. It's amazing how enthralled America is with burgers, and or maybe just we are. No, I think everybody is. That's why there's the best burger in every town and all this stuff. But the Independence Burger is something that actually it was a recipe that I felt pressured into making years ago because we didn't have a good turkey recipe. And then over the years, there's now a ton of them on the market. But this is actually an original. And if you've never used ground turkey and you see it in the case in the market and it grosses you out, just understand that it's really a great product.
Right.
And if you want to get fresh ground turkey, there's places that have fresh ground turkey as well. A little harder to find. But I just get Jennie-O or
right.
whatever.
Well, that's fresh. I mean, it's not been frozen. It's ground
right.
up turkey and
right.
and made into a burger meat, if you
yeah.
will.
Yeah. So it's just like any ground meat. When you're making your special little recipe, what you don't want to do is work it too hard.
Right.
Because it'll get a little tough. It'll get a little hard. It sounds weird, but ground meat can actually get tough.
So what you mean by that is that you don't want to pack it in tight. You don't want to press it a lot.
You don't want to manipulate it any more than you have to.
Right.
So if you're like for this Independence burger, I put blood orange olive oil in it from Old World Olive Company.
That's interesting.
Somehow
because the turkey and the citrus are a good combination.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some jalapeno balsamic.
So the oil and the balsamic are going to put a flavor profile in there, but specifically the oil, the turkey is lean.
It needs it.
One of the reasons why you want to use turkey is because it's more lean than the beef.
This calls for 2 tablespoons for a pound of ground turkey.
Yeah.
I might put a quarter cup in there.
Dump some on.
yeah, right. I never measure anything.
Now, are you doing it before you make the patties, or are you glazing the patty?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna put this. It usually comes in like a square, so yep. I'm going to put it in a big bowl, and I'm going to start layering stuff on it, the oil, the balsamic. Then a half cup of very finely chopped onion, a half a cup of finely shredded pepper jack,
ooh,
and then a quarter cup of chopped and dried red peppers. I like the dried pepper blend. McCormick's makes a really great pepper blend.
Is that the spicy red pepper flakes?
Well, it's a combination of a whole bunch of peppers, really.
Okay.
But it's reddish in color, but you can use whatever you want. The red peppers look really nice when you grill it.
You had, yeah, okay.
So you just kind of neatly mix that together. Now, you can actually throw a little bit of blue cheese in here also if you want, and that doesn't hurt a thing.
Right.
And then just make your patties and grill them. Just make sure you grill them to 165.
Right.
And then making these patties, you're going to want to be very careful to make a really good-looking patty because it's going to shrink up like a regular burger, so you want it kind of depressed in the middle, and but it's
so you don't end up with them the size of a tennis ball, but the right. height of a tennis ball
right.
as well, right?
Right. So
yeah.
So they're really tasty. I'm yep. kind of proud of this recipe. I hardly ever make it myself. I came up with it for the show, like the very first year we were on, and I make it maybe once every couple of years, but
yeah, but once again, back to the safety. This is poultry. So if you're putting it on a board to make your patties, set them on a board to walk out to the grill with or something, just wash that board
well,
again
the,
before you
the beautiful
you need
thing
it.
About this is you can make them up in advance on wax paper, slide them in a big Ziploc,
yep.
and just put them away and then clean your whole mess up.
Exactly.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys and The Grilling Guys Talk Network. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. Go to our website, thegrillingguys.com. It's a little bit of a new format on there. I'm not sure if I like it. Let us know what you think. But there's tons of recipes on there. This recipe, the next one, the Independence Turkey Burger, the Independence Burger, all this stuff is on there. So you can download any recipe you want. There's brisket and butt tutorials, lots of things.
Yeah, word to the wise, I don't need to tell you guys out there, but hey, you know what? Barbecue Bob and I are big microbrew beer fans, okay? But when you're in this heat that we are experiencing right now here in Michigan, don't know if it's happening where you are, but we're well above 90 degrees. There's not a cloud in the sky. The sun's shining. Not a big heavy breeze. It's hot, right? Just be careful. Don't drink your microbrewed beers like you drink a Bud Light, okay? Because, one, these things will fill you up. They're heavier. But, two, they'll knock you down. And that sunshine, mm-hmm. you know, you're out and it's
hydrate
thirsty.
A bunch is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, take some waters. You know what? Substitute a water between.
One water, one beer.
Right. I'm not a teetotaler, but you got to stay hydrated, and that alcohol dehydrates you. And if you're drinking beers to stay hydrated, put some waters in between because you're gonna thank me tomorrow morning when you wake up, but you're not going to get dehydrated, which you think is impossible when you're drinking beer, but it happens.
Yeah.
Just a little safety tip out there. But
oh, you're a regular safety man.
Well, you know, hey, I try to do it. You know,
so let's do this Independence Burger and then quit preaching to people for crying out loud.
Yeah.
This one here on the ground chuck.
Yeah, I thought you might need a little help there, though, Bob, you know. Another okay. good word to the okay, guy upstairs might not hurt you, Mr. Nermico.
I'll do it if you don't want to do it. 2 pounds of ground chuck, a couple eggs, some Lowry's sea salt, coarse ground black pepper, garlic powder, Worcestershire sauce, I said it right, a cup of small diced aged white cheddar or blue cheese.
Crumbles,
and
right?
2 ounces yep. of Jim Beam.
Oh, this sounds like a meatloaf. But it's
makes a hell of a burger.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Beam burgers or Jack Daniels. So these are bourbon burgers.
This is one I found online years ago, and I just changed it a little because I didn't like what they had on it.
Right. But now, here again, patty these up. Mix all these ingredients into the burger. Patty them up. Put them on wax paper, 2 or 3 layers. Shove them in a Ziploc. They travel well for a couple days as long as you keep them cold.
So a couple good lessons here. Number one, you can put anything with hamburger and make it into a patty.
Right. Yeah.
Number two, if you add a little Jim Beam, it's just better.
Right, yeah.
I did notice a bourbon tragedy on Facebook the other day.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, a warehouse somewhere in Kentucky collapsed. Did you see that, Mr. Fonger? Yeah, I can't remember the name of the place, but the whole store, you know, they have these giant storage buildings, so they age them year after year, and it was quite a calamity.
Huh.
And the comments were really funny, like two men, Jim Beam and Jack Daniels, are seen running from the scene, all this stuff. But it was, somebody lost a bunch of bourbon.
Huh.
You ever been to Jack Daniels?
No, I haven't.
That's a great tour.
I watched some specials on TV and those places, because if they ever catch on fire, they have a basement below them that has nothing in it. And the idea is to drop all the bourbon into this basement, into this big well. Because if it catches on fire and they spray fire on it, all it does is, or spray water on it, all it does is spread fire.
Well, like Jack Daniels, I took that tour probably 10 times because I used to work down around that area.
Right.
And they have barns in the hills, and each barn has like, you know, 10 years worth of, 10 different year levels. So if one barn goes, they won't lose an entire year's worth of aging.
Right, yeah, so they can continue to produce their product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, Puerto Rico Pincho. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Try and cheat. That one little promise to you was gonna keep. Oh, yeah. All right. Take it easy, baby. Make it last all night.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We are born in the USA, and we're damn proud of it. And whether you are or not, we're glad you're listening. And it is all about the birthday of the great USA. It's Independence Day.
America.
And we're from America, and we're talking about a little grilling. And we were going to talk about some Puerto Rican pinchos, and then we said, you know what? We're in America. We're going to talk about something American. And that's a good old hog, all right? So here we go.
Well, actually, Puerto Rico is America.
I understand, but it's not so mainland.
We want to retract that a little bit, okay? It is one of our territories.
All right.
And we're family.
So geography,
we're all family.
Geography wasn't my strong point, but anyway. So
that's a common offense, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and I'll tell you what, just to help educate everybody. Next weekend, we're going to see if we can get the Latin from Manhattan to come on the show, Mr. Rick Suarez from Atwater Brewery, and we'll school everybody on a little bit of Puerto Rican history. How about that? And we get some good beer with it.
Right, yeah.
If you don't know Rick Suarez, you just haven't lived yet.
Right. He'll be a great guest. Looking forward to that.
And then you'll never say that again.
Right. So, pork chops.
These
These are a meat that my mother used to cook to death in a frying pan, and I swear we took them out back and played hockey with these damn things.
I see a little tear developing.
Hated pork chops when I was growing up because they had the trichinosis, you know, so you had to cook them to death, and they were hard as a board. They had no flavor. And it's like, okay, so I grew up and can now make my own opinions, and you read and you understand a little bit.
And you're dissing
bless
your
my
mom.
Mother's heart. But
and you're dissing your mom for the 4th of July.
I'm telling you, she could not
your
cook
sweet
a pork
little
chop.
Dutch mother.
Right. She couldn't. She was German.
Oh.
But she couldn't cook a pork chop to save her tail, except my dad really liked them that way because that's the only way he got them. Enough of that. We're doing pork chops to 145,
yeah, get off
150
the couch.
Degrees.
We're done with therapy
right,
now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I discovered by accident a really cool little trick for pork chops. And people will argue, oh, you know, you got to keep the bone on it for the flavor, all that. I don't know what your opinion is on it.
Well, you know what? The bone holds it together, and it's always the meat is always sweeter next to the bone. But I know what you're about to say is the bone has done its work.
Yes.
By the
I'm
time
famous
it gets
for
the,
saying that because
right,
it's true.
Right.
I don't lie most of the time.
Right.
So what I've gotten to be fond of doing is just getting the loin. I saw it again on sale for $1.89 a pound.
Which is crazy.
You look at pork chops.
Right.
They're $4.99 a pound. You've got the best piece of the meat sitting there already cleaned up for you, and it's $1.99. Riddle me this.
Right.
So what I like to do is take that loin and cut it into inch and a half chops and then get my jacquard out.
Right. Which is the circus bed of nails.
That's right.
And you're going to proceed to punch 1,000 little holes inside of this.
It's a stamping device that has a torturing needle thing, a bunch of needles that come down. They have those actually that inject marinade now, too.
Right, yeah, I saw those.
Yeah, so so I get my jacquard out, and I pulverize the heck out of it. And I pork it. And that little chop turns into a great big pancake because I beat it to death. While I'm doing that, I have oil and spices on it. Then I flip it over, oil, spice it, do the other side, and it doesn't look anything like a pork chop anymore. After I grill it, that thing magically keeps retracting and turns back into a chop. And it looks just like what you started with before you took your jacquard to it when you're done grilling it. You get that picture? So I'm going to cut it in an inch and a half chops, oil it, season it, pound on it with a jacquard. If you don't have a jacquard, everybody's got a meat hammer. If you don't have a meat hammer, go buy a jacquard. You can get them online.
Right. So why do you do that?
Oh,
what's the effect?
Goodness. You can cut it with a fork.
Right.
It's so tender. And
which you can't when on the loin if you don't do this.
You know, when I was traveling around with Rob Russell and we were doing all these barbecue classes, we did a series of them called Fancy Grilling. And we just had to come up with some things that were different. And I did this at home once just because I got so fond of using my Jacquard that I just started using it on everything. And I thought, oh, I'll do some chop. Oh, my gosh, what a difference that made, because it's so easy to ruin a pork loin.
Right.
It's so easy to ruin a pork chop. Your mom did it all your life.
Right.
You're still blaming
her. Just overcooked.
You're still blaming her.
So for me, I'm going to take that same inch and a half chop, and I might cut a little pocket in it. Okay. Run my knife in on one side, create a little envelope.
Oh, butterfly.
Right. Well, not butterfly, because I want an envelope, because what I want to do is I want to stuff some maybe some cheese in there, or stuff maybe a little few slices of jalapeno pepper in there. And then when I grill it, that stuff is inside. When I get it to temperature, it's cooked on the inside as well as the outside. And you just take a nice cross-section bite of that thing. And it's good.
So you cook it like a real man.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
His mamaw is something that touches me personally.
It did when you went to Europe, I know that.
Man purse is still a purse.
Yes, it is. Now, there's one of the grilling guys that actually has one of these.
Okay, if it's a gift, do you really own it? I guess you do.
Well, you could have returned it, but you didn't.
No, I'm sleeping.
You could have not taken it to Europe with you, but you didn't.
I'm sleeping with her every night, okay? Right.
Did I see a picture of you in Europe with it over your shoulder?
No.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No.
But
not one, because it stayed in my suitcase. Not only was it a man purse, but it was the jankiest-looking one you could ask for. I mean, it was total... so many things FCC will give me trouble over.
So
anyway, no, I don't like man purses. Okay. Every time I see a guy with one, I grab his hair and I tuft it up into a man bun so he looks appropriate.
Right. Okay, well, good for you. You can quaff. You get a quaff with a man
purse. Let's talk about Puerto Rican pinchos.
Do that, man. What is that? I don't even know what they are.
Well, it's I colored a little picture here for you. Oh. And it's basically...
You even stayed in the lines. Check that out.
You can use pork or chicken, and you cube it. And Puerto Rico has food very much like Cuban. And
is there a pun there? Your cubed pork or chicken is Cuban?
Anyway, it takes garlic, adobo, pepper, oregano, this oil that it calls for is achiote. I don't know if I said that right. A little vinegar, olive oil, and some skewers and hot sauce. But just like with Cuban and Puerto Rican foods, there very often you'll find blends of something from India or Africa in there, I think because of the trade routes historically. Puerto Rico was like founded by the Spaniards in like the 1500s. It's actually older than the U.S. because Columbus landed there before he landed here, right?
I think he came here in 1492, if I remember my history.
But it was actually founded as a...
Right.
San Juan, the capital city, was founded in like 1569 or something. It's the oldest city in this hemisphere.
I see.
And so their trade routes, these ships would bring spices and all this stuff, and... So I think their cuisine has some of this stuff that wouldn't seem like Puerto Rican. You know, it wouldn't make any sense. Like there's soy sauce in a lot of those recipes down there and Cuban stuff. It's like, why?
Right.
The favorite cooking box in Cuba is called a China box. Well, that doesn't make any sense either.
Right.
We didn't even put the Panama Canal in until, you know, like the 20s or 30s, I think.
Yeah,
and Teddy Roosevelt took care of that one. I think in the teens, whenever he was around. So it's just their cuisine is cool and different, and it's very eclectic. and it doesn't have a profile like you can look at, well, you know, Mexican food is very much like this, or German food is very much like this. The stuff down in the islands is, it's kind of all over the place. You'll find curry recipes further down into the Virgin Islands you get, and it's, I don't know, I'm babbling, but I love different spice profiles, and I love to see the way people originate their food.
And it's fun to experiment. You're not going to ruin a $50 piece of chicken. It's,
right.
it's a $4 piece
right.
of chicken. You know, take a chance.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Give it a run, and if it doesn't work, tweak it. You know, you either like it or you didn't, and
Isn't
you move on.
Isn't that an ABBA song?
Right. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. Barbecue Bob's going to be doing a little hosting a barbecue up in northern Michigan. You're going to want to check this out. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to wrap this up and get you back to your holiday barbecue. And, hey, be careful out there if you're lighting fireworks. You know what? A three-fingered griller is a little bit slower than one with his full hand. Just think about that.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out our website, thegrillingguys.com. Like us on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. It's called Grilling Guy is my handle.
Right.
And
send him a tweeter.
You can complain about our obsessions or whatever you want to do.
Our ramblings about burgers every
Please
week,
bitch
right?
about me on social media. I don't care.
Right.
I'm thick-skinned.
Yeah. I handled one of those guys at work this week, and it's like, you know what? They got all the power. All they got to do is say something, whether it's true or not.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like everybody believes what's going on.
They repeat it. They click on it. I've done it myself.
Right.
I've clicked on it. Repeat. Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. Share it. Tell everybody.
Right. And it's like, dude, I brought you a new stove.
I don't even like to. I hardly even look at Facebook or Twitter anymore. I had some kid, one of my son's friends, was on a rant. These little snowflakes are just on a rant about, you know, kids being separated at the border. We haven't done anything different for 20 years, but. Because so many of these kids hate the current president, they're just like having convulsive fits. And it's like, I was trying to say, calm down. And him and all his other little snowflake buddies piled on me. These are kids I fed when they were little kids. And now they're 23 or 24, and they think they're men. And I'm sorry, but your parents failed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why they're at your house eating.
Yeah, they should have still kept coming back. I'd have kept them straight. Anyway, this weekend, if you're in the northern Michigan market, I'll be in Reed City at the Reed City Brewing Company. You can come and tell me I'm wrong about snowflakes. But,
yeah,
come and have some brisket and butts anyway.
Right. They're going to roll up the streets in downtown Reed City. And if you're listening anywhere around northern Michigan, you're 50 miles or less from where Barbecue Bob's going to be, and with a beer tent, bands, and some barbecued food. You know, I'm going to be up in the same area right after the show here. We're going to head up to the Pier Marquette River up in the Baldwin area.
Nice.
And we're going to spend some time on the river today and try to chop the end off this heat. So and then hang out with some friends, and going to be doing a little walleye fishing on Tuesday, Bob. And I think that, you know what, I'm really excited to bring back a cooler full of fillets.
I'm looking forward to that.
Captain Ken from Gyra Charters, you've heard him on our show before, is nice enough to put us on the water for a morning, so we're going to see if we can get some fish.
Nice. Well, anyway, just think about why we have this holiday that's coming up. A bunch of brave people hundreds of years ago sailed across the ocean to escape religious and political persecution, and they defied the most powerful nation in the world to set up a system by which we could govern ourselves. So if you're having a conniption right now because you don't like this or you don't like that, or your news feed or your Twitter feed's got a picture of this or that, just take a breath and reflect on, you know, what it took for these people to set this country up. George Washington devoted his entire fortune. He was one of the richest men in the country. He devoted his entire fortune. He retired to Mount Vernon, I think, with nowhere near what he started with. So just think about your if you think you're, you know, in misery or agony because this guy did this or that, just kick back and have a nice week and try and let go of some of that.
Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Fire up a hot grill, open up a cold beer, and watch some great fireworks, and we'll be talking with you next week.
Far, we've been traveling far.